It is a Thursday morning, and a Brady, g'day.
Yeah, morning, boys. Morning, everyone.
Those who are in China in the infected area are going to Christmas Island here in Australia. What are Britain doing with theirs?
Well, at some point later today, a flight will land back on UK soil carrying around 200 British citizens. And get this, they're going straight into quarantine for the next 14 days. Now, there are some whispers that they'll be taken to like a military-style base where they'll be kept away from the public. They will be well looked after. There will be medical assistance on hand. They will be very closely monitored, I would imagine, in terms of signs of the virus developing, temperatures rising, all that sort of stuff. But the bottom line is, they're coming home, but it's going to be quite a welcome they'll get. Very, very strange. They will immediately be whisked off to quarantine, and they will stay there for the next 14 days.
Emotional scenes in Parliament, mate.
Yeah, in the European Parliament. So Brexit is happening tomorrow night, 11 p.m. UK time. The United Kingdom will officially leave the European Union. And today was the last day in the European Parliament for all the British MEPs, member of the European Parliament. Nigel Farage got up and he said, he started waving his union flag about, and he started launching into a tirade saying goodbye and all this sort of stuff. And they cut him off. They killed his microphone. And the Speaker, Mairead McGuinness, who's an Irish MEP, she basically said, if you don't obey the rules, we're not allowing you to speak. So they cut off his microphone. And then Farage was joined by other people of his persuasion politically. They all started waving their little union flags as well. And the European members of Parliament joined in. Some Brits as well joined in singing Auld Lang Syne. Which is ironic, really, because that song is a Scottish song that people sing at New Year. And of course, Scotland voted overwhelmingly to stay in the European Union. So Brexit Day tomorrow.
Interesting times indeed. Good on you, mate. You'll be back with Ollie this afternoon, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
We will. Have a great day, guys.